It was recently asked on the Twitterverse how you can control the order of execution on trigger logic when you have multiple Apex triggers operating on the same object and event. So if you have update account with case and update account after opportunity as two examples, how do you know your account will be updated with case related information before the opportunity data? The answer is you don't, at least not if you've got triggers separated out into multiple classes for a single object. For this reason, and a few others, I've seen many companies utilize one trigger per data object that simply controls the flow of logic while calling the execution in other classes. So instead of greater than trigger update account with case on account, before insert, before update. Greater than, execution logic. Greater than, greater than? Greater than trigger update account after opportunity on account, before insert, before update. Greater than, execution logic. Greater than, you would have one trigger, which examines the incoming event and hands off the relevant data to other classes. Greater than trigger account trigger, before insert, before update. Greater than if trigger dot is before and trigger dot is insert. Greater than update account with case dot handle account trigger dot new. Greater than update account after opportunity dot handle account trigger dot new. Greater than greater than? Greater than greater than? Greater than. This is a short example just to illustrate. If you want to see a more robust template, check out this one from Mike Leach that Alex Berg forwarded along during the Twitter conversation, which includes a full set of event handling and an example of the handler class itself. Moving your logic from multiple triggers to a having one which controls the flow and sends it to different handler classes can take some decent refactoring, but in doing so, you'll find that not only can you control the order of your execution, but with it you can also more reasonably track your debug processes, enable/disable specific logic from the master trigger, and hunt down which portions of the flow may be utilizing more resources than others.